There's always room for growth. I think we'll gauge ourselves, you know, after we play our first game together, see where we actually are. It's when we play our first full game together. I think that's when we can tell exactly where we are defensively and, you know, how much improvement we have to make. But we won't know that until we actually go out and play our first full game together as a unit.
Has the progress been as steady as you would like?
Yeah, I feel like we've had really good progress. I feel like the communication has really picked up on the defense. Guys knowing exactly what they're supposed to do, where they're supposed to be, I feel like, you know, we're there. So as long as, you know, we know what we're doing, I'm comfortable with that. You know, it's not so much about what the other team is doing, but you have to know exactly what you're doing first and foremost. Then you can, you know, line up and stop people. You know, RG3's, you know, of course, he poses the problems of being able to, you know, run the ball and throw the ball. You have a dual threat quarterback. You have to be knowledgeable and aware of the type of plays he can make happen with his feet. You know, and he can run it on any downs, you know, not just third down and short. He runs it on first and second down also. So we have to be very aware of that. Even though he's coming off the injury, we're not, you know, we're not setting ourselves up thinking that he's not going to run the ball. We're still thinking that, you know, he's going to get, you know, his carries. Yeah, I think it helps us a lot, you know, with the offense that Coach Kelly run. I think it, you know, they have some of the similar principles, you know, in our offense and the Washington's offense. They do some similar plays, which helps us as a defense to train our eyes and looking at the correct key to help us, you know, make the right decisions and be in the proper place, you know, on all our plays.
When a defense becomes a type of defense that shuts down a running game, what does that do for an entire defense?
You stop the run, that's when we can, you know, cut pass rushers like Trent Cole and Connor Barron. You can just cut those guys loose and let them, you know, do what they do best, and that's get after the passer. And that's where you kind of, you make the game one-dimensional. When you stop the run, you know they have to drop back and throw the ball up, so it makes them one-dimensional. Anytime you can make an offense one-dimensional as far as throwing the ball, you feel like you have, you know, you kind of favor on the defensive side.
Oh, let's try that.
Were you, teams like known for that, like the Steelers, Ravens, even the Texans have kind of become that.
Yeah.
When you watch them, is there any envy there that you want, that's kind of defense?
Oh, yeah, of course. You want to be noted as a top defense in the league. So you want to be noted with the, you know, Pittsburgh and the Ravens, those defenses. You know, teams know when they come to play them, they have to bring their A game because their past history of having great defense. So we want to be known as that also, but we have to go out and prove it.
Davis said today that something that people don't realize is that when you have an offense like Chip Kelly runs that's so fast-paced, that it also carries over to defense. In essence, you guys got to be in just as good a shape.
As
the offense, talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Our offense is very fast-paced. As a defense, we have to keep up with them, you know, keep up with them in practice. They're going, you know, fast-paced, no huddle. We have to be on it with our calls and being able to line up quickly and making sure everybody knows where they're supposed to be, knowing what they're supposed to do as quick as we can. So playing against this offense every day has really helped us with our communication, because we know we have to communicate a lot faster and get lined up a lot quicker when we're going against them if we want to, you know, be sound on every play.